1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for hanging in there and joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you again that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about the perfect storm, what is taking place in relationship to the crushing blow of the hurricane, the aftermath of it, as one news print said. Excuse me. As one newsprint said, the Southeast is underwater, the Middle East is on fire, and the ports are closed. And where's the president? He's silent. Kamala Harris joining in with the longshoremen, praising them for shutting down the economy, crippling the economy. And I just touched on an article a moment ago. Port strike could delay delivery of critical medications, not just medications, but food, clothing, and shelter could be in jeopardy if this strike goes on more than a few days or perhaps even a week or two. And we're talking today with a very special guest, Paul Buren. Paul is with us, and he is the executive director of Operation Eyeball, which is an election integrity watch group, and we're thankful that he's joining with us today. Paul, again, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join with us. If you'll hang in there just a moment before you respond, I believe we have Sheila on the line. Sheila, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hi. I was listening to Paul, and he had mentioned that his wife went to vote, and she couldn't get proof of the people that she voted for. But I know here in the state of Florida, I don't even know how many Floridians realize they can do this, but on the screen, there's a place that you tap, and it says, print your ballot. And you press that, it prints it for you. You can see exactly what's on that form before you feed it into that machine. And it's fantastic. Now, I know a couple of years ago, Florida changed their voting apparatus where you used to just, on the machine, just fill in the dots and peel it off and give it to them. And it was a lot easier for you to identify who you voted for. But they still have that. But I fear they're going to go the way of everyone else and just kind of try to keep it hidden and secret. And you kind of assume, I put my people in. And so you kind of assuming that really took place.
Absolutely. So, Paul, hang on with Sheila for a moment. Paul, okay. How do you respond to Sheila's statements and questions?
Sheila, I appreciate your information on that. I actually come from a couple of states. I was born and raised in Pennsylvania, and now I'm in Virginia, and I have experienced a number of different ways that voting is handled, both machine and paper. But what my wife was concerned about, and I share in this concern, is regardless of how she voted, if it was recorded that way on the system, that's the difference. So even if you print the ballot, I mean, she could, take a picture of the ballot if she wants to with her phone, and she would know how she voted. But the question is, will the system know how she voted, or will it override her vote and voted the way that an algorithm had been predetermined.
I got you. I had not thought about that because once you print it and you look at it, you say, and you feed it into the machine, you think, oh, okay, well, it's correct and it's showing who I voted for. You're feeding it in there because, as we know, with the Dominion machines and all this other stuff, who knows what happens after that.
Well, that's Sheila, why I had earlier recommended them. With this. Go ahead, Paul.
I was going to say that's why I had recommended earlier the movie "Let My People Go," because it actually shows how they can manipulate the data after it's been after the vote is tabulated. They're able to say, "Oh, let's move 10,000 to this vote and pull it over on this guy because this guy needs it more." And they can actually do that and get away with it, and they have.
Where can you access that movie?
The movie, you can find it at LetMyPeopleGo.movie.
Okay, cool. And I also tried to look up your name and your organization.
OperationEyeball.com.
Are you on Facebook or anything?
You know, we do have a Facebook page, but it's not current. We take all our effort just to keep OperationEyeball.com current.
Okay. All right, I'm going to write that down. Okay, OperationEyeball.com.
Sheila, thank you so much for your call and for your dialogue
and
input.
Sheila.
And it deserves our every prayer and effort. And, Paul, my position is we not only need to win the election, there needs to be a super turnout in order to offset what I contend will be the illegal invaders that have come in that are voting. Paul, let me run something by you, get your take on that. Then we want to open the can of worms a little further on what we do as Christians and conservatives. How do we help preserve and have the integrity in our vote that we can say we won the election or that it was a legitimate election and though it was legitimate, we lost anyway? How do we do that? What do we do? But one of the things that I'm considering and thinking on, when we recognize now that we lost the 2020 election, supposedly, and yet in the state of Pennsylvania, I think five different cases have come up where courts have ruled that there was interference in the 2020 election, mostly dealing with state and local elections. Some of them the judges reversed and turned over. And yet it's still the mantra on the Marxist media that Trump claimed that the election was lost, but the court said no, it was not. The courts never heard a single case. They simply out of hand said that you don't have standing, you cannot file it. They will not let the those that are petitioners get it past the courtroom door. So going back to your organization that you're serving in as executive director, Operation Eyeball, tell our listeners a little more about the operation, the organization, and tell us what the intent is, how it's to be carried out, and then we'll ask how can people become involved.
Well, you know, there are so many, 10,000 or more election integrity groups around the country, and some that are very prominent that I'll point out to you right now is Judicial Watch, headed up by Tom Fenton. The work that they're doing, especially in the courts with FOIA requests and lawsuit filings, they're doing really as good a job as anybody ever could, and I support them 100%. Of course, also the Republican National Committee has a bank of 5,000 attorneys ready to jump on anything that seems to be inappropriate, and we welcome them to anyone who sees something to say something, but to take it, bring it more close to home with Operation Eyeball, we actually see something, say something, get rewarded. Because we recognize that for some people it takes just a little bit more incentive to get them involved. They understand the risk of being involved. They understand the risk of going forward and saying something. So therefore, we wish to give them some compensation for that. If because of their tip or lead to someone who is actually either suspicious of or has committed voter or election fraud, such as illegals who are not permitted to vote anyway, you report them, put them into Operation Eyeball's website, and you can actually qualify to take a piece of the reward. That budget, that reward fund is growing every day. From good people like you out there in your listening audience who contribute to OperationEyeball.com, and we're using that money essentially to lure honest people to turn in dishonest people. But we take it one step further. We really are counting on dishonest people to turn in other dishonest people. Greed lured them in to stealing the election. Greed will lure them out, my belief. So if they think, if I turn that guy that's working with me in, I can get a piece of that reward. And hopefully the guy that they're thinking about turning in, he's thinking, if I turn that guy in, I can get a piece of the reward. And what the effect is we break up their operation. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I really am. You know, Jesus said that there's no righteous person, no, not one. And so I recognize, and we all have to recognize, that if you're passionate about your candidate and you are in a position to maybe tip the scales a little bit, the temptation will be there. And it is. And it's there very large throughout the country, very widespread. So it's up to us as the rest of the consumers, the rest of America, to not only see something, but say something. And, of course, with Operation Eyeball, we'll actually reward you for taking that step.
Yes. Paul, hang on there for a moment. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over to question and comment, please.
Yes, I'd like to talk about the immigration. Usually, new immigrants who become citizens, they vote Democrat. And whom do we have to blame for that? Ronald Reagan, who signed the 1986 amnesty. Without that amnesty, we wouldn't be talking about amnesty for anybody right now. Another point is election fraud. Questionable results happen in blue states. And also in red states that are where the city or district is controlled by Democrats. So they are the ones who cheat. Republicans cheat, but against other Republicans, not against Democrats. I wish they would. And one more point is that 99% of Republicans are so afraid to say the 2020 election was stolen. So was the 2022. We did not lose the Senate in 22. They stole it, as in Georgia. Mm-hmm. So I'm so sick and tired of the gutless Republicans who accept fraud all the time.
Paul, how do you respond to that? Derby, hang on. We'll continue the conversation.
Well, there's strength in numbers, Derby. If you feel like the weight is on your shoulders, you tend to, I'm speaking generally, back off and say, you know what, I'm not going to get involved. But if you are a part of a larger group that steps up, then you can, in fact, get courage, the courage necessary. And sadly, the Republicans have been on the minority. There's just not enough of them who will step up to the point, even those who are elected off officials. They're afraid of being, you know, elected out of office or you know, some other consequence. So the fact is we all have to get together, join arm in arm, and just say, look, you're not going to cheat, not this time, and not from here on. And that's all there is to it. And you need a louder voice than mine to say that. Doctor, you had mentioned earlier that you were concerned about the people who are devastated in Florida and Georgia and North Carolina. And, you know, my heart goes out to them, and I wish I could personally be down there helping them recover from that. And I want to very desperately, but at the same time, I've got an election to help fight with for. So I can really empathize with those folks who are there and probably aren't thinking about going to vote if they hadn't already. So all I can do is appeal to the rest of the country.
Yes.
Recognize that your voice is more important today than it was last week before the storm, because your voice has to make up for those people who can't vote because of the devastation down there.
That's a good thought. Hold your thought a minute, Paul. Derby, let me do a little parenthetical footnote to the Reagan approval of the immigration. That was in 1986. Reagan was lied to. There was 4 million illegals that had come in, and the Democrats were pushing him to give somehow, some way, approval for them to be in. He did so on the promise from the Democratic leadership in the House that they would pass legislation that would be sealed. There would be no more illegal immigrants coming in, and so he gave amnesty to the 4 million, and it was just simply a point that Reagan was lied to, tricked into it, and nothing was ever done to stop the flow of illegal immigrants coming in, and we see the borders being totally open today through the socialist Marxist leadership of Harris and Biden administration. So I believe that's the answer to your question, basically in relationship to Reagan and what Reagan did. I'm familiar with that scenario and what took place there. It was a sad scenario, and I think that the Republicans have been lied to enough, they should recognize a lie and not bow and bend to it. But it is our prayer, as Paul is saying today, it's our prayer that we have such a super turnout for election that we can recognize that though they're trying to steal the election, that we still win in the end. And I believe the only way that's possible, Derby, is to invite God's divine intervention to give us Amen. Insight, wisdom, strength to go out and vote. So, Derby, thank you so much for your call today.
Paul, can I make one more point?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Registering to vote and voting is too easy. We should make it more difficult. And the only way to register to vote is to show a hard copy U.S. birth certificate or a certificate of naturalization, period. Without that, nobody should be able to vote. And Reagan should have known better. He should have known better. He was a very smart man, and he should have known that he was lied to. I'm tired of Republicans saying, let's have another debate, and they cheat on us again. And they're just too stupid, and I'm upset at the whole GOP.
I understand.
They're getting smarter, though.
They're getting smarter.
They have to get smarter.
Yes. Derby, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your call, Derby. Paul, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Paul Barron. He is the executive director of Operation Eyeball Integrity Election Integrity Watch Group. Paul, give the contact information for your organization once again for our listeners. And by the way, while you're doing that, before you do that, I'm looking at a giant bulletin from your organization. Headlines wanted. Election meddlers, non-citizens. It's a crime to vote in federal election. You should possibly face jail time, fines, and other deportation. Report anyone committing or permitting to commit any illegal act of manipulation of the upcoming election results, and a reward. And then it gives information on the contact. Give that information again for our listeners.
I'd be quite happy to. The website is OperationEyeball.com, and right on the Operation Eyeball homepage, you will see a tab that you can click to report any suspicious activity, or you can just simply email tips@OperationEyeball.com. Now, there's some other information that's on that website that I think most people will find quite interesting, and the reason, well thought out reasoning to put them there. We're sending a signal, a message, first of all, to all of the elected office officials, the bureaucrats, election counters, anyone who's involved in elections, to let them know that we have our eyes open, we're watching them, we're going to report them, we're going to turn them in, and they're going to do jail time. That's the key. And we have discrete cards that you can order right from the website. We'll send them out in 2 days. Those cards will give you something to leave behind at any counter, any office that you happen to visit, any government office from the post office down to the dog catcher, White House included. Leave that card so that they see that. We also have stress balls, these little squeeze balls that but it's an eyeball. So if somebody comes back to their desk and sees an eyeball on their desk, they're going to notice that. So that grabs their attention right away. We have that. But we also have a list that you can download of all the election integrity groups around the country, listed by state. And so we wish to show the bad guys that we're omnipotent. We're really everywhere. And so they are going to be seen. And then second to that, we have a list of all of those criminals who have already been convicted of election or voter fraud. And so that everybody can see, you don't get away with it. There are people who are actually in jail for this, rather than the apathetic, what's the use? Nobody's, being held accountable. That's not true. And there's a huge list, including the Smartmatic president that's on top of that list. And so many other benefits. Anyone who's volunteering at the polls, we have an audio program that they can play from their smartphone, so anybody's coming up to the poll can hear it. And it's structured so that every 30 seconds there's content in there. And you'll hear things like, for example, see something, say something, get rewarded. You'll also see and hear citizens vote, non-citizens don't. And then my favorite is trumpet for Trump. So that after you've voted for Trump, when you leave the voter poll, lay on your horn, let everybody know that you just voted for Trump. And so trumpet Amen. For Trump. So those are some of the things that you get on our website.
That's good. Paul, hold your thought for a moment. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question or comment, please.
I got an issue. Maybe he doesn't know, but as a Republican in my entire family, What happened with all that evidence, the videos that we saw, the whole country watched on TV, how the Democrats cheated on the past election? What happened with all that evidence? Because there's no...
Let my people go, that movie. You will see it all there. Mike Lindell was so frustrated.
At the national level, what did the Republicans do with that? Because that was better than spoken word for somebody like you mentioned, which is awesome. Hey, I saw this, they did this to my... Those videos spoke by themselves. And what happened with all that evidence? I know the lying media hid that information, but what meaningful the Republicans did with all that evidence? Because you speak to people and they seem like they never saw those videos. I saw, and I do remember vividly, how they stole the election. Mm-hmm. So my issue is that the Republicans at the national level, they need to show some guts and fight. And but as soon as they call them racist or you are against minority, okay, bye-bye. Come on. It's time to fight for this country. And that's my issue, maybe because we Hispanics are too passionate. But as soon as they hear the kitchen is getting hot, they buy the ticket and they left. Wait a minute, let the kitchen burn, let the court, the fire department stay there, fight for the country. You racist. Then they just flee. They disappear. That's my beef with the Republicans. We're going to vote Republicans, but they need to develop some spine and do something. I've been calling the Duval County Republicans to guide me how to vote for those judges. They gave me they're running around, you got to call here. One liberal went to my house yesterday, and they left some papers. And they did me a favor. They listed everything that they are for. I told my family, listen, I don't need to call the Republicans anymore. We're going to vote against everything. When they say yes, we're going to vote no. When they say no, we're going to vote yes. They did the job better than the Republicans. Amen. So what's going on with the Republican Party? Thank you very much.
Jose, you're exactly right. Paul, how do you respond to what Jose's thoughts were?
Well, you know, the problem is so many people for so many years would go to the voting poll and not really know who to vote for. And they just, well, you know, I'm a registered Democrat or I'm a registered Republican, so I'll just vote D or vote R and that's it, without really knowing the policies. Even when I ran for election myself back in 2023, I would tell everybody, you know, don't vote for me because I'm GOP. Vote for me because you like my policies. You like my ideas. That's the reason why you should vote for anybody. And what happens is they see a sign with a name that sounds familiar, or, you know what, he kind of looks like my brother-in-law, I'll vote for him, without really understanding what they represent. So people end up in those roles of judges of you know, of various levels, state supreme courts and so on, that really frankly don't deserve it being there, you know. But again, keeping, you know, my focus on the biblical, you know, no one's righteous, no not one. So, you know, regardless of what party you're in, you can be bad, and of course you can also be good, and you have to really look and do your due diligence and understand who you're voting for and make that determination why.
Absolutely. Paul, again, for our listeners that may just be tuning in, give the name of your organization and the websites that you would point them to so they can get further information and participate in the, if you see something, say something. Go ahead.
And get rewarded. Yeah. It's Operation Eyeball, EYEBALL, OperationEyeball.com. And also on the Operation Eyeball, you'll see several other buttons that you can push for videos. I do a weekly podcast myself called Honor Thy Vote, which you can just see directly from honorthyvote.com. And the most recent one I recorded with President Trump, and I asked him what he thought of the idea of having a cash reward for anyone who turns in someone who, you know, is trying to rig the election. And he thought that's a wonderful idea, and he put that on video for me. So you can see that right on OperationEyeball.com as well.
That's good.
Oh, and tips. Oh. Tips at Operation Eyeball is how you can, if you don't have a browser, but you have access to email from your phone, you can, if you suspect someone of malfeasance and you really need to report them, I also encourage you to report them to law enforcement if you can, but if not, we will go to OperationEyeball.com and click the tab for to report, or just go to email tips at OperationEyeball.com. And also you can reach me at Paul@OperationEyeball.com.
Paul, hold your thought for just a moment. We'll have Terry on the line.
Okay.
Terry, go with your question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Gamblet.
Terry.
Can you hear me?
Barely. You're way away, but go ahead.
Hello?
Oh, we can barely hear you, Terry.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. But when you go to vote, there are people standing outside with pictures of who's running. And if someone don't know, because they don't have Republican beside that state, don't have Democrats beside that state. And I think that is wrong. Because if you don't know who you're voting for, you have that vinyl card that just tells you, you could pick out a name that you see on the paper.
Well, Terry, I agree with you. Many times we have what Rush Limbaugh used to call the low-information voters, where they've not done the vetting, they've not done the searching, mm-hmm. they've not done the analysis as to how they need to vote. They just go in and basically say, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and make a decision on how to vote. Right. Paul, what information or suggestion would you give her?
You'd have to repeat her question for me, because I couldn't hear it all. I'm sorry.
She said many times she goes to vote, and outside of the line of people waiting, they've got pictures of the different ones they need to vote for, and that's, she didn't use the term I am, that's a little intimidating, because they're voting for people they don't know. They're just looking at the pictures and making the decision, this is who you vote for. What do you say in relationship to that? How do we circumvent that and not succumb to it?
Well, you know, that is a temptation because everybody's got a busy agenda. You know, they've got kids to take to soccer and, you know, sports and work to do and housework. And who has time to sit on a computer and do the due diligence that they really should in order to, you know, choose the right person to vote for? And they rely on their party that they are a registered member of to do the vetting for them. And that's where the problem lies, you know, because a lot of times, you know, parties don't necessarily do the vetting. They just want somebody in there that they can manipulate, and that's what we end up with. So, you know, you have to vote for somebody you know, and you know, you're not going to know them until you know something about them. And today with the internet on your phone, you should be able to do your due diligence, you know, before you walk in. And many states have usually a booth or a tent outside the poll where there'll be members of the party under their own respective tents with literature, and you can talk to them. And don't just go to one tent, go to both, you know, and talk to, you know, members from both and get a feel for who really represents your values and vote according to that.
Absolutely. Paul, this is an exit question because our time, as Little Boy says, collapsed on us today. Give our listeners once again the name of the organization and how they can reach out.
OperationEyeball.com. It's all, you know, just two words, OperationEyeball.com, no space. And you can reach me at Paul@OperationEyeball.com. You can report any malfeasance that you suspect in election integrity to tips@OperationEyeball, or just go to the website and click on the link. That's fine.
Absolutely. Paul, thank you so much for joining us. Ladies, thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. The Florida, Georgia Truth Network, serving Anastasia Island at 91.